want you to notice something very quickly. Verse 3 begins with three words, and God said. Verse 6, and God said. Verse 9, and God said. Verse 11, and God said. Verse 14, and God said. Verse 20, and God said. Verse 24, and God said. Now, everything God creates, he creates it by setting it. That means God speaks things into being by his power of his word. The same thing happens here when he creates man. Now, I want you to take your pen, underline those words in all those verses, please. Verse 3, and God said. Verse 6, and God said. Verse 11, and God said. Verse 9, and God said. Verse 14, and God said. Verse 24, and God said. When God created anything, or should I say, when he called things into order, he used the power of his word. But he was very cautious the way he did that. Whenever God wanted anything done, he decided what he wanted first and why he wanted. Then he spoke to what he wanted made out of. And whatever God said to what he spoke to came out of what he spoke to exactly what he said. Do you get that? Now buy the tape and wind it down three times. You understand what I just said. I'm going to try one more time. Very important to understand this principle. When God wanted to create something, he first decided why he wanted it and then what he wanted. Then he decided what material he wanted made out of. Then whatever he wanted made out of, he went to what he wanted made out of and he spoke to what he wanted made out of. And whatever God said to what he was speaking to came out of what he spoke to exactly what he said. Now you'll find this all true, this creator's process here in chapter 1. For example, look at verse 14. Well, look at verse 11. When God wanted trees, the Bible says, and the Lord said to the earth, bring forth vegetation. So God wanted plants that come from dirt, so he spoke to dirt. Therefore, whatever he spoke to brought forth what he said. God said, let there be herbs and vegetation. He spoke it to the dirt, so the dirt brought forth herbs and vegetation. Therefore, whatever God speaks to brings forth what he says. So God aims his speech at what he wants things to be made out of. So every plant and tree and shrub on the earth is 100% dirt because that's what God spoke to. That's why when plants die, they go back to the earth. When you eat an apple, you're eating dirt. When you eat banana, you're eating dirt. Mangoes, you're eating dirt. Tomato, you're eating dirt. It's all dirt. That's why when you leave a dirt tomato on the ground and come back in 2 days, it's just a lump of dirt there. It's all dirt. That's what God spoke to. When God wanted the sun, verse 14, it says, and God spoke to the firmament. The firmament is full of gases. So when God said, let there be light in the heavens, then that brought forth the sun. The sun is nothing but gases. They just discovered that about 7 years ago, that the sun is 100% gases. And every star you see in the sky is nothing but gases made from what God spoke to. Look at verse 20. When God wanted fish, it says what? And God said to the waters. So therefore, fish are made from water, dirt. That means the dirt under the water brought forth the fish. And God said, let there be living creatures in the ocean. So they brought forth these living creatures. Every fish you see is 100% water, dirt. Look at verse 24. When God wanted animals, creatures, birds and cows and horses, it says, and God said to the earth, bring forth living creatures. So God spoke to what? The earth. He said the earth bring forth what? Living creatures. Therefore, out of the earth came what? Whatever God said, living creatures. So every plant and animal you see is 100% dirt. That's why when animals die, they go back to the dirt. When you eat animals, you're eating dirt. It's all dirt. Because that's what God spoke to. So whatever God wants, he decides what he wants it made out of. Then he speaks to what he wants it made out of. Whatever God says to what he speaks to, comes out of what he spoke to, exactly what he said. Now, this is a very important principle of creation. There's another principle that goes with this. I'm going to say it very quickly. Wherever he bought something from, there's a principle. It has to remain attached to where it came from in order to live. That's a principle. So when you study creation, everything that came from somewhere, it has to feed on where it came from in order for it to live. So plants came from where? The earth. So they're going to remain attached to the earth in order to live. Stars came from where? The firmament. So they got to stay in the firmament in order to live. If they leave, they become meteorites and burn up. Fish come from where? Waters. So they got to remain attached to the water in order to live. They got to stay in the water. Where do plants come from? Where do earth come from? Well, the animals came from the dirt. So they got to keep feeding on dirt in order to live. They keep eating plants or one another. That's a principle. Look at verse 26 then. And God said, what does he say? And God said, same process. And God said, let us make man. Now, when God wanted fish, he spoke to the waters. When he wanted stars, he spoke to the firmament. When he wanted plants, he spoke to the earth. When he wanted animals, he spoke to the ground. When God wanted man, that's you, he spoke to himself. Now God is spirit. Animals 100% dirt, fish 100% water, dirt, plants 100% dirt, stars 100% gases, man 100% God. That's why you are a spirit. You don't have a spirit. You are a spirit, because that's what God spoke to. And you came out of God. Therefore, God says, let us bring forth this one. So God said to himself, man, come forth. Out of God came a beautiful spirit, and he named it man. That's why man is a spirit. And man has the characteristics of a spirit. Now, spirits have no gender. There's no such thing as a male or female spirit. Nowhere in the Bible you'd ever find the term. Spirits have no gender. So the word man is a plural word in Scripture. All of the species called man are spirit beings. Because they came out of what? Spirit, because God spoke to. Spirit, because God wanted man to be made out of his own spirit. Whatever is in plant is in dirt. Whatever is in water is in fish. Study it scientifically. Whatever is in the firmament is in the star. Whatever is in dirt is in every animal. Tell your neighbor, you're sitting next to an awesome person. Whatever is in God, is in man. That's why God cares about you. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Is it not because you made him a little lower than Elohim? Not angels. The King James said Elohim because the writers in England couldn't believe what they read in Hebrew. The word in the Hebrew text is Elohim. You have made man a little lower than Elohim, your own self. And that's why God loves you so much. Because you are not only like him, you are of him. That's why plants cannot fellowship with God. They are 100% dirt. That's why animals cannot fellowship with God. 100% dirt. That's why fish cannot worship God. 100% dirt. That's why the firmament and the stars cannot worship God. 100% dirt. That's why only you could worship God. 100% spirit. And they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Come on, praise the Lord, somebody. Oh, that should make you feel good tonight. Well, let me let you go home with some stuff to keep you up. Write this down. Man is a spirit. Let's write that down. God said to this man, who is a spirit. Hallelujah. In verse 26, read it. Let us make man in our own image, in our own likeness, our own stuff, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over all the earth, and over everything that creeps upon the ground. Read it right there. Isn't that beautiful? God says, here's why I made this creature, to have dominion over the earth. Now, the problem is the earth is physical, but the man is spirit. So God now has to do something to make it work. He says, I created you, man, spirit, to have dominion or rulership or governmentship over the earth. You are a leader or a king over the earth, but you are spirit and the earth is physical. So God now has to take the man who is spirit and put him in an earth suit so the man could get on earth to rule the earth. So in chapter 2, verse 7, God says, I have to make this earth suit for the man to wear. So it says in chapter 2, verse 7, God formed the man's body from the dust of the ground and blew the man into the body, which is dirt, and the man who is spirit is now living in a dirt suit so that the man could rule the earth, which is physical, like the dirt. God's desire was for the man to rule the earth for him. The man is like him. Therefore, the man who is spirit can relate to God who is spirit. God is invisible. The man is invisible, but the body is visible. So God who's living in the unseen is also living in the unseen, which is living in the seen that's on the scene. And God's desire is for his will to be communicated from the unseen to the man who is unseen, who's living in the seen on the scene. So that when God wants something done, all he does is communicate it from the unseen to the unseen, living in the seen on the scene, and then the seen does it so that the unseen can make the seen know what the unseen wants. It's called king dominion. The king of heaven was dominating earth through his own children. So the kingdom of God is God who is King of glory, King of heaven, dominating the earth through his spirit children, through their bodies, so that the unseen could manifest in the seen. So that the will of God in heaven could be done on earth through the seen by the unseen living in the unseen, which is in the seen on the seen. Therefore, what's happening in heaven could happen on earth without heaven coming to earth. Do you understand the kingdom of God? That's why the whole message of God is the kingdom. They asked Jesus, what should we pray for? He said, pray. That means desire what God always wanted. Our Father who art. Where is he? He's not on earth. He is. That's the unseen. Hallowed or holy is thy name. That means you have integrity. You will get what you want. Oh, you don't understand the word of God. Jesus, our Father who is not on earth. You are full of integrity. You will get what you desire. You are hallowed. Thy king's dominion come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let what you want in the unseen be seen in the seen. And the kingdom of God shall be within you. I will give you once again the Holy Spirit. And after he paid the price and shed his blood, he called them in a meeting and he taught them about the kingdom of God. And then he went to each one and he breathed on them. And he said, receive now the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the kingdom of God is love, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody, praise the Lord. When you receive the Holy Ghost again, you're being reconnected back to heaven. And now God's will could be done again in a dirt suit. Here's my bottom line tonight. In verse 26, God says, let them have dominion. Everybody say, let them. Say it loud. Let them.
Let them.
One more time. Let them.
Let them.
Say it loud.
Let them.
Did you hear what you just said? Say it again.
Let them.
The Bible never lies. God did not say, let us have dominion. You got to be very careful what you read in the Bible. God says, let us make man. That's plural. In our own image and in our own likeness, out of our own spirit, and let them have dominion over the earth. Let who? Them. That means the only creatures that have legal authority on this earth are men, humans. What is a human? Write the word human down quickly. The word human is an important word. It's a combination. The word human is from two words put together. It's from the word humus. H-U-M-U-S, humus, and it's from the word man, M-A-N. Now, the word humus means dirt, and the word man is spirit being. When you put the two words together, it's where we get the word from. Human, humus, man, a spirit in a body. The only creatures that have legal authority on earth, according to God, to function here legally, is humans. That means a spirit in a body. If you don't have a spirit, you can't function here legally. You got to leave. That's why when you die, you leave, because you're no longer legal. That is why Satan is illegal. That is why demons are running to and fro trying to get a body, because they want to borrow your body, because they need to be legal to do business here. Demon possession is an attempt for spirits to become legal who are illegal. Demons cannot function without a body here on earth. That's why you can walk up and down the street with demons, they never bother you. But if they get into a person, they're destructive. Because now they got a body to legally work through. That's why you have to be cautious with your body. Your body is important to this earth. Well, when God said, let them have dominion, he was also taking himself out of the picture. Because God is spirit, he doesn't have a body. So even God himself became illegal. Now, why is this important? Because God is faithful to his word. He won't violate his own word. Remember, his word is above his name. That's why God himself cannot come into the planet without a body. That's why when Adam and Eve were sinning, when Eve was picking the fruit, God couldn't stop her. Not because he was weak, not because he was afraid, not because he's not powerful, not because he's not mighty, not because he's not sovereign, but because he is too faithful to his own word. He couldn't come in as a spirit and stop her, because he would have broken his word. And if he ever broke his word once, you'll never trust him again. So God had to stay out, even though he knew what was going to happen. You could say that God's faithfulness caused the fall. And I'm glad he didn't interfere. Because if God had interfered as a spirit and broken his word, you could never trust a promise he gave you ever since. Because he's so faithful, to the point of the fall of his own children, then anything he promised you will come to pass. That's why when you read the Bible, you find in the next chapter, instant action. Chapter 3, when Adam and Eve messed up, the first thing God does is make a promise. And he made a promise not to Adam and Eve. He made a promise to the devil. It's found in verse 15 of chapter 3. Read it. Genesis 3:15. He says, devil, paraphrase, you know me. You used to live with me. You know what kind of God I am. You know I'm a faithful God and I keep promises. And you know that I would not come in and break my word and violate my word. You know I can't come in and stop this fall, because you know I have no body legally. But I promise you. Boy, listen to the promise. He says, Satan, I promise you that the woman, the same human that you use, she's going to provide a body for me someday, and I'm going to come into the world legally, and I'm going to crush your head legally. I'm going to take the power back legally. I'm going to give my children authority legally. Come on, shout somebody. He's coming back in a body. Oh, come on, stand up on your feet. Praise the Lord. Thank God for Jesus. He came in a body legally, and he destroyed Satan legally, because he had a body legally. Come on, shout somebody. Praise the Lord. Clap your hands. You and I are born again because of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Come on, praise his name. Woo. Glory. Hallelujah. Well, 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 well. Everybody stand up. Come on. I want you to look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Be very quiet. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. That's why you are so dangerous. You are dangerous because you have a body. Your body makes you powerful on this earth. That's why Jesus needed a body. As a matter of fact, the Bible teaches something very interesting. In the book of Isaiah chapter 7, it says, "And the Lord shall give you a sign. A virgin shall be with child, and his name shall be called Immanuel Elohim." Im means in Hebrew, man is mankind, and El is Elohim, God inside a dirt man. His name shall be called what? God in dirt. Legal. Listen to me. Listen, don't miss this. We're going to go home, but I want you to stay up on this one. God said something very unique to Satan concerning the women. He said, "The woman is going to be your nightmare." He said, "The same woman you use to pick the fruit, she's going to be your nightmare. I will put enmity between you and her, and her seed and your seed." In other words, she is going to be the one who wrecks your kingdom. Now why? Why? Because God made the woman before Satan tempted her. And God designed the woman before Satan tempted her. Listen carefully. So God designed a female in such a way because he was thinking about himself. Women were designed with God in mind. A woman's womb is designed in such a way that she can carry a baby and the baby's blood never mixes with the mother's blood. Come on, use your wisdom and think of a minute. Now, God did that before men fell. God said, "Look, just in case, I'm going to make arrangements for myself." My, would a God be served. God says, "Satan, you made a mistake." Why? Because I'm going to come in the woman's womb. All a woman needs to have a baby is a seed. Hallelujah. She don't need a man. She just needs a seed. So God says, "Satan, I got your number. I'm going to plant my seed in the woman. And she's going to grow a body around my seed to make me legal. But the blood in that baby will not mix, Lord have mercy, with the blood of that woman. Because it has to be pure blood that can forgive her sins and the world's sins. So I'm going to be in her legally, but I'm going to be there with a pure blood." Give the Lord a hand for his wisdom. He's an awesome God. Hey, hallelujah. Thank God for women. I said, thank God for women. Thank God for women. My. God says in chapter 9, he says, "For unto us a child will be born, and unto us a son will be given." Now the child will be born, but not the son. The son will be given. She'll born the child, but she won't born the son. The child will be born of the woman, but the son will be given by God himself. She will born the body, but God will give the spirit. She will born the house, God will give the resident. She will born the flesh, God will give the spirit. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. So Mary is the mother of Jesus, but not the mother of Christ. Oh, you'll get it after I'm gone. Jesus is the body, but Christ is the spirit. Jesus is the resident. Oh, come on, somebody. God told Mary, you shall name the child Jesus. Don't name the son. You'll name the body. I already got the name for the spirit. The body is Jesus. That means Savior. But the spirit is Christ. That's God. Come on, somebody. So Jesus made Christ legal. Say it with me. Jesus made Christ legal. Come on, say it again. Jesus made Christ legal. Clap your hand if you understand what you just said. Oh, hallelujah. That's why God could walk on the earth without breaking his word, because he was in the flesh, in a body, but he was still God. Hallelujah. And he died on a cross, paid the price with his body, because in order for us to be forgiven, we need blood, and spirits have no blood. So Christ needed Jesus' body to get blood from it. That's why Jesus is called Savior. Oh, you ain't gonna get it. In order to heal us, God needed some stripes on the back for the blood to come out to heal us. But spirits have no back with blood. So God needed the back of Jesus for the stripes for your healing. That's why Jesus is the healer. The Bible says the wages of sin is what? Death. And spirits cannot die. And in order to pay the wages of sin, someone had to die. But the body could die. So Christ needed Jesus to die. That's why he needed a body, so that there could be the price paid. So the Bible says God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. He was in Jesus doing the work to bring us back to him. It is so powerfully simple. So here is Jesus taking Christ to the cross. Come on, somebody. And Christ stretches Jesus out on the cross. That's why Christ says, no man takes my life. I lay it down. Hallelujah. And on the cross, I could hear Jesus talking to Christ, because Christ can't feel none of the pain. Hallelujah. And Jesus said to Christ, is there any other way to do this? Christ says, no, it was agreed before the foundations of the world. And the Bible says, and Jesus cried out, Father, talking to Christ, I know you got to leave for a couple of days, but don't forget me. Don't forsake me. You promise if I lay the body down, I'll take it up again. And I can almost hear Christ on the inside saying, I promise you, I got to go downstairs for 3 days, get some keys, I'll be back to get you later. Glory, hallelujah! Come on, praise the Lord, somebody. Hey! My. Come on, just praise him and praise him for a little bit. We serve a powerful God. And the Bible says that after he had cried out, he expired. That's the word used, which means he released the spirit and he died. And so we got Jesus dead, but not Christ. Hallelujah. Christ comes out of Jesus and goes down into Hades, into Sheol, into Gehenna, walks into the dungeon of darkness, kicks open the door of lies, looks at Satan, and Satan said, what are you doing here? You can't come here. You need a body to come down here. And Christ says, I got a body upstairs. I'm leaving. Hallelujah. I come to get some keys. Hallelujah! Yes. That's the gospel. And Christ walks up to Satan, sitting on that throne, reigning by bluff. He puts his hand into Satan's belt and grabs three rings with keys on them. And he pulls it. And he looks at Satan in his face and says, I didn't come for you yet. I just came for the keys. I'll be back. Glory, hallelujah. And he took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He turned around and he walked back into the dungeon of darkness. He stopped at the first cell and he started unlocking cells, the Bible says. He went down and descended, and he that descended also ascended, and he led captives in his train. He says, Abraham, come on out of here. David, come on out of here. Joseph, come on out of here. Abraham, come on out of here. Moses, come on, let's get out of here. Joshua, come on out of here. Malachi, come out of here. Come on, Jonah. Come on, Daniel. Come on, Shadrach. Get out of here. I come to get you. Oh, come on, shout hallelujah, somebody. Woo! Glory! And when he got everybody behind him in his train, he said, y'all ready? David says, 1 minute, chief. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has. David started dancing, started singing. Come on, somebody. The victory in hell. And the Bible says, he ascended and led captivity captive in his train, and the saints who were dead raised up with him, and they break open all those graves, the Bible says, on their way up to paradise, and they walked around the earth for a few days, and then they went up with him into paradise, and they were there, and here's Christ in heaven. He poured the blood of Jesus before the throne. He poured it before the Father. The Father says, price paid, they are forgiven. Now Christ says, I got to go back to earth because I got some unfinished business. I can hear Gabriel saying, but you can't go down there, chief. Why? Because you ain't got a body. I can hear Jesus. I hear Christ saying, I got a body. It's on ice. It's right down there waiting for me. I'm going to be legal. I'm going to be legal. Why? I got a body. He went back into the body of Jesus and raised Jesus from the dead. And now Christ is still legal in a body. One body. Jesus comes and walk among his disciples. He breathed on them. He says, now what? Receive ye the Holy Spirit. And then they watch Jesus leave. Who left? Jesus. This same Jesus. This same Jesus. Not Christ. This same Jesus that you see leaving shall return in like manner. But Christ says, I go, but I could be right back. Oh, you're gonna get it in a minute. Hold your neighbor's hand. Christ said, I got to go back to earth. Because I got to win the whole world. And heaven says, you can't go down there because you need a body to be legal down there. And Christ says, Christ turned to Jesus and says, thank you very much. You prepared a body for me. They are forgiven. They are clean. They are holy by your blood.